Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
One of the most difficult and painful divides in the history of humanity is the division between fathers and sons. Today we're talking about overcoming the father wound on Made for Glory. The very end of the Old Testament, the Hebrew Old Testament, is the book of the prophet Malachi. And what's interesting is after this book ends, there is no prophecy for several hundred years until the beginning of the New Testament. And the book of Malachi ends with this line: "He will turn the hearts of fathers to their sons and the hearts of sons to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with utter destruction." So this person that is coming in the power and the spirit of Elijah, as the prophets say, is the one that will begin this process of healing the division between fathers and sons. And everyone has experienced that. Maybe your experience is between mothers and daughters, between parents and their children. This division that is the result of sin that all of us encounter in one way or another. So many of the problems in society and the problems in your own heart, probably your own history, are rooted in that divide, in that father wound, as it's called. And what's happening as we enter into the great season of Advent is the overcoming of that division, the healing of that division, which is why it's so important with Advent. We start with John the Baptist, that the preaching and mission and ministry of John the Baptist is the beginning part of the Advent, the coming of Jesus into this world, the 4 weeks of preparing for the Messiah who will ultimately and definitively heal that division between fathers and sons. So we see in the Gospel of Luke, when the angel Gabriel goes to Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptist. Remember, there's been no prophecy for hundreds of years, and the angel comes to him and says that he will have a son, and his son, John, he will go before the Messiah in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children, and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord. So basically, the angel is saying that this son to be born of Zechariah is going to begin to overturn that division between fathers and sons. And so the whole role and mission of John the Baptist, and why we highlight him at the beginning of Advent, is that he's opening us up by his call for us to turn from sin, from darkness, from the deeds of the devil, back towards God, back towards righteousness, that is opening us up towards the ultimately that healing, that division between fathers and sons, which actually is pointing us to that deeper wound that we experience between God, our Father, and ourselves, that Jesus has come to heal, that Jesus comes to heal and set us free from that division so that we can reclaim our identity as God's beloved sons and daughters in and through the gift that he gives us that we celebrate during this Advent season and into Christmas.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.